So I'm here with Vandalis Scarabelli, who is with the Movimento do Sem Terra, which is the MST, or the Landless Movement in Brazil. And he's here in Chicago on a tour right now of the United States. He stopped in Chicago for a few days, and so we thought we'd talk about what's going on with the MST in Brazil. So I thought we'd start off by having you give us a little bit of a explanation of what the MST is and a little bit of a history of the MST.
O MST surge em 1984.
So the MST formed in 1984, and basically two factors that led into the formation of the movement. One was basically the crisis of industrialization of the country, and the other one was the fact that the exodus from the rural people with had no jobs in the rural areas going to the urban areas.
Outro motivo foi o fim da ditadura militar.
A third very important factor was the end of the military dictatorship, and the end of the dictatorship really provided this moment in which we could reorganize. You know, the left could reorganize, and the movement, the social movements, could also reorganize and get stronger without the repression.
Nós estamos com 20 anos. E conseguimos assentar 300
we are now 20 years old. The movement is been around for 20 years, and we've been able to settle 300,000 families within this lifespan of 20 years.
Temos hoje 115,000 famílias em acampamentos, que são moradas provisórias lutando por
terra. On the other hand, we still have more than 120,000 people in encampments, which is, you know, where they are staying in very, very provisory, very precarious conditions, waiting for land and waiting for the government to settle them.
O MST tem três objetivos. A terra.
So the movement basically has three objectives. The most immediate one is land, you know, to conquer land for the almost 5 million families who are nowadays without land in Brazil, the landless families. The second one is a broad, nationwide land reform that we wanted the government to initiate. And the third one is really to change the societal order, is to change the society. We would like to see a society that is not divided between the exploiters and the exploited.
Nós temos hoje nos assentamentos.
It's also I think it's important to know that the MST is not just about going and getting land. I mean, we know that land is important, but it's not all that we need. We need education. We need to educate our people, not only in the traditional education, but we also need to form their political consciousness. So one thing that we have, just in terms of the basic education, we had today 100,000 children being educated in the schools within the settlements. And 7,000 teachers who are also part of the settlements, who teach in the schools of the settlement. This is just to give an idea how important we feel that educating our members is and our children.
Temos realizado convênios com universidades brasileiras.
We also, the movement has been able to partner with the government schools to educate our members, to attend universities. We have agronomers, we have economists, we have a veterinarian, and we have, many of our the MST members, have gone to the government schools and really got a superior education.
No estado do Ceará, nós temos um laboratório, uma farmácia medicinal em convênio com a Petrobras.
Another part of our, again, going back to education, we have in Ceará, one of the states in the north of Brazil, we have made a partnership with a company, and we've been able to develop homeopathic, just by using the traditional, medicinal knowledge that the peasant has in terms of the benefits of those remedies, and we've been very successful.
Nos próximos 3 anos iremos formar 58 médicos do MST
Also in terms of education, and just to demonstrate the strength of our partnerships and our efforts to educate our people, next year we are going to have, within the next few years, we will have educated 58 doctors in the partnership that the MST has with the medical school in Cuba.
Então o MST é uma organização que não luta só pela terra, ela luta por uma mudança na
sociedade. In other words, I mean, this is to illustrate that again, the MST is not just about land. We are about transforming ourselves. We are about transforming society and really show that that you know a different world is possible.
Nós vivemos um momento no Brasil que a produção de
and of course, I mean, the issue of land is of course very important for us, and you know the occupational of that is our way to put pressure in the Lula government to change that. So right nowadays, for example, you know what is produced inside of Brazil in terms of you know food is really not, you know, to provide the Brazilian people with nutrition and with, you know, food is really produced to be exported, being used for is for exportations, not for the internal consumption.
O MST tem convidado outros setores da sociedade brasileira.
And again, I mean, we are a movement that we are very aware of the need to create alliances within the civil society to not only to strengthen ourselves, but to strengthen our resolve within the civil society to really change the conditions of subordination that Brazil has nowadays in terms of really being you know at the mercy of the conditionalities of the IMF and the World Bank. So we continue to try to develop partnerships with other, urban sectors, for example, of the Brazilian society.
Before we move on, I just wanted to stop here. Just a few of the things you mentioned I think are important. One of the things I think is interesting is the fact that you indicate basically that you're not just a movement about getting land or about land reform, but you're really a communities. You have communities set up that include the struggle for land, but also include schools, that include doctors that you've trained and so on. So there are whole communities, in a sense, that the MST has is formed. Is that correct?
Nós, além de... O nosso principal desafio não é possibilitar conquistas econômicas para o povo.
You're right, that's correct. I mean, what we want is not just to resolve the economic problems of people, of individuals. What we want is really to transform society, to create and to develop new values for this society, for new human beings.
O Brasil, através do MST, está implantando método de educação popular baseado em Paulo Freire no Timor-Leste.
And to illustrate that, okay, the work of international solidarity that the MST does, I have two examples. One of them is that we are now several teachers from the movement, people who have been educated in the movement, are now working in East Timor, which is a country that also speaks Portuguese, so the affinity with the language. So some of our teachers are there working now to teach them how to use the Paulo Freire pedagogics to help them to educate the people in the country. The other thing is that the MST has donated soccer balls to Palestinian children who don't have it. I mean, they didn't have that, and they... You know, soccer is a very dear sport in Palestine, and so the MST has donated soccer balls, you know, to the children so that they can play, you know, with the balls.
Well, as an educator myself and a fan of Frey's work, maybe we can have the MST come here and train me sometime. but I think what you're capturing too, and I think it's very interesting, is your movement is very much about direct action. We'll talk about that in a minute. And it's very much about changing the conditions that exist now. And it's very much also about projecting a vision of a future society. But it's also about kind of creating, in a sense, I guess, the within the shell of the old society, of a real concrete living example of a new society. I mean, that's the sense I get.
Você está correto. O movimento tem trabalhado na perspectiva de um planeta sustentável. Para isso, nós estamos desenvolvendo os assentamentos do Brasil,
That's right. That's exactly it. You're right. I mean, we envision a sustainable planet, not just a sustainable Brazil, but a sustainable planet. And one way that we are doing this in the settlements, that we encourage the settlers to go organically and to work. We are pioneers in the development of organic seeds and the plantation of organic products.
E o Movimento Sem Terra é contra a política externa do Bush e também por não ter assinado o tratado de
Kyoto, which is also one of the factors that the MST has in opposition to the Bush government is the fact that, you know, the Bush government didn't even sign the Kyoto treaty and, you know, to diminish the pollution of the planet.
Da forma como está indo a sociedade, é provável que a nossa terceira geração não encontre mais o planeta. Está sendo tudo destruído, tudo acabado. Então é preciso.
So I mean, we think about this all the time. I mean, we are concerned that you know, within three generations there will be no more planet, you know, for our kids and for the future generations. So we feel really concerned about that we can really